Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I went to the theatre last night. Get a bit of culture in my life. I like to, now and again. I don't like to talk about it very often, but I am a big fan of the theatre. And last night I went to see Legally Blonde the musical, which was, I reckon, the best show I've ever seen, theatre-wise.
What else have you seen?
Avenue Q, with the puppets, Scott Mills the musical.
Is Legally Blonde better than Scott Mills the musical?
Yes.
Really?
I hate to say it.
It must be good.
Don't throw your pen at me, the one that doesn't speak. Just because he wrote Scott Mills the musical. No, it was up there with Scott Mills the musical is what I meant to say. Sheridan Smith is in it, off of Two Pints of Lager and No Jokes. And also Gavin and Stacey. And she is ace. So good. Stole the show. Yeah.
Really funny. I think some people were worried as to whether she'd be amazing and like whether she'd be able to sing for that amount of time all the time.
She's got a really strong voice. Brilliant show.
And
Duncan James is in it, off of the Duncan James incident that we can't speak about.
And is he good?
He is good.
So was it like a sort of premiere last night?
The incident didn't happen on stage last night again.
Oh, thank God for that.
Can you imagine on gala night? How embarrassing that would have been.
We would have heard of it by now.
Yeah, it would have been all over the papers and online. I was very lucky to be invited to the gala performance of this show last night.
Yeah.
Gala night. Do you want to know what happens on gala night? It's not like bingo. It's they have like a red carpet and some famous people turned up. Bob Geldof was there. Graham Norton.
All the greats.
And All of Blue were there. Brilliant. Simon Webb, Anthony Costa, the other one. They're all there. Yeah. It was a pink carpet, though, because it was Legally Blonde, the musical. But apart from that, same. Really good.
Excellent.
The only thing that slightly spoiled it for me was there was a laugh-off going on behind me. Graham Norton. You're surprised that he was there, aren't you?
Yeah.
He was there, and he was in the row behind me, and there was another bloke, I didn't know who he was, but he was sat directly behind me, and they were having a laugh-off. So everyone else would be laughing, you know, as you would in the theatre, like, because there were some good jokes. But the bloke behind me, directly behind me, starts it by, while everyone else is laughing, does this. Then the next time there's a joke, you hear Graham from a few seats down going, next joke, the bloke behind me, and they both just get higher and higher and higher as the show goes on. By the time we got to part two, after the interval, Graham's like up here. So thanks very much, whoever you were behind me last night, for having the laugh off with Graham Norton. It was much fun. Podcast. We've got someone on called Simon from Weymouth. He says, hey, my brother's in that musical you went to see last night, Legally Blonde. He plays the delivery driver that says, you've got a package. Yeah, I remember him. That got a bit of a laugh last night, especially from the man behind me. Everyone else goes, he goes, wah, 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 wah. Everyone's saying, was Jimmy Carr sat behind you? No, this is Jimmy Carr's laugh. This is more posh. It was like, wah, 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 wah. Nothing like Adele's laugh. I would have noticed if she was there. Thing is, once you've noticed that person laughing, it's all you can hear, isn't it? Mm. So that, all I could hear was Graham and the posh bloke behind me having a bit of a what standoff. It's like when you watch like sitcoms on TV and the audience are laughing, there's always one person that stands out. And once you've noticed that they're there, that's all you can hear. All the other laughter, just, you don't hear it. You just hear the... Right, it's 4:18 on Radio 1. Dave's been on saying you forgot to mention the PR4L. She's on today because it's Thursday with Dear Scott. You know my show better than me, Dave. Yes, the PR4L is on after 4:30, reading out the emails that you've been sending this week on Dear Scott. I think I'm in trouble with her at the moment because she was doing her actual proper job the other day, reading the news on Radio 4, and someone, one of the producers or something, passed her a script, and she said, love you, when she meant to say, lovely, thanks. So I think she's in a bit of a mood. She actually blames me. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, so if you've been sending in an email this week, she might be reading it out.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Right, this is Chris. Where are you right now, Chris?
I'm in a cupboard at work right now, Scott.
Okay, good. Why are you in a cupboard, please?
Because if I come up with someone might ask me to do something and I have no idea what my job is.
Is this a new job?
It is, yeah. I started a few months ago, and I'm desperately trying not to get found out.
I used to do that in woodwork. I used to just go and hide and never finish the project because I didn't really understand what it was.
So, let me just get this right. Have you been in the cupboard for about 3 months now?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And what else is in the cupboard?
Well, it's a bit cramped. There's a few shelves, some coffee, some tea.
Has no one noticed that you're not at your desk?
I venture out occasionally and talk to people and then quickly scurry back.
So do people know that you spend most of your time in the cupboard?
No, that's the point of the cupboard, it's for hiding.
So let me just get this right, you've got a new job.
Yeah.
You are a bit out of your depth, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So hide in the cupboard at work so you don't get found out.
Pretty much, yeah.
How long do you plan to keep this up for?
Well, it's a small cupboard, so I'm thinking they don't use it a lot.
And you're in it right now, so describe what you see.
It's dark. It's dark, Scott. I can make out some tea bags, coffee mate, a few shelves, a few files. That's about it. Yeah.
And how many hours of work do you spend in there a day, let's say?
As many as I can get away with, really.
What are we talking, like 3, 4, 5?
Yeah, probably about four. You know?
4 hours in the cupboard at work
half
every day.
Half a day.
That's
in
amazing.
The cupboard.
Wow.
Well, yeah, but I run out for lunch as well, so it's more than half a day, really.
I reckon you might be our only listener that listens to our show in a cupboard.
You see, this is how I know what time it is when the Scott Mills show comes on, because I know it's 4 o'clock and it's nearly home time.
So you know what the time is when certain things come on our show, like if you know it. Oh, what's occurring? 5:20. Yeah.
Oh, what's occurring? It's time to go home. Yeah.
Because you can't see any clocks.
No, it's hard.
Does anyone else ever come in?
Yes, occasionally I have to pass the tea bags out.
What, so the door of the cupboard opens and they just go, yeah, cheers, mate, and then you pass out some tea bags?
Yeah. There's not too many pleasantries involved.
Wasn't there one in the IT crowd that lived in a cupboard?
Possibly, yeah, I'm not sure.
Whereabouts in the country is your cupboard, just so I can know?
I'm in St Helens.
Right, good. It was good to speak to you.
Thanks. Can I make a quick shout-out?
Go on, then.
Thanks. Can I just say hi to Luke Bellamy and Big Bob Selby?
Yeah, is that because you've not seen them?
They're your colleagues.
Yeah, I haven't seen them for a while. I haven't seen anyone for a while.
Not being part of the outside world, just what you do it on the radio.
That's right, yeah.
All right, see you later.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
And now it's time for the posh Radio 4 lady to read out some of the stuff that you've been saying to us this week on Dear Scott. First one.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
I am Nick Knowles' PA. Nick wanted me to pass on his gratitude for your lovely birthday wishes today. He's available to be bought lots of celebratory drinks anytime this week.
That makes me feel good that Nick Knowles actually listens to this show. He is our favourite DIY presenter.
Small note though, Wikipedia had it wrong and his birthday isn't actually until the 21st of September.
Oh.
Love you, Charlotte.
Oh, rubbish. We said happy birthday to Nick Knowles because we had information that it was his birthday the other day.
The thought was there. If someone thought it was my birthday, I wouldn't mind.
And he's still up for drinks.
Hmm.
What a brilliant idea. We could do like a Chris Moyle style thing where you get to hang out with us and Nick Knowles. Think about it. And you could sing to us as well.
Karaoke.
Yes.
The problem is he'd put us all to shame, wouldn't he?
He would, Nick the Voice Knowles. I forgot to tell you, I was watching an old episode of Airline the other day. There's nothing else on.
Right.
It's always on an airline. Mm. And especially on weekends. And Nick Knowles was delayed on his flight from Luton on EasyJet a few years ago.
He doesn't fly EasyJet anymore, I can imagine. I'm definitely...
Ago.
So shall I get back on to Charlotte about getting him on for karaoke?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Think about it, listeners. You could be hanging out with not only us, but Nick Knowles off of DIY SOS.
And singing.
Is that what he's on?
Yeah.
And singing, yeah. Next!
Dear Scott, I was hoping you could do me a massive favour. My mum is a massive fan, so I thought, what better present than a signed photo of your good self?
Right, what am I being handed now?
This is the... play the next one, it'll explain it.
so I managed to get one on eBay. Bargain, £2. But unfortunately, it's signed to Wendy, and she's called Eileen.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, here it is. To Wendy, love Scott Mills.
Right. Do you know what? I'm a bit annoyed with Wendy, to be honest. How rude, putting it on eBay.
Actually, I remember signing this one not that long ago as well. She put that on eBay pretty sharpish.
Mm. I would be eternally grateful if you could correct this and return it in the SAE supplied. Thanks, and I love you, Sam.
No worries, Sam.
Are you not just going to write a fresh one? You are genuinely going to cross out Wendy and put Eileen?
That's what they just said.
Well, we've got loads of upstairs.
No, this will be fine. Eileen,
you're not even using the same pen.
Eileen. There we are. And there's a stamped address in there, so that's all fine.
Are you not a bit annoyed that your signed pictures are only going for £2?
I thought that was quite a lot, actually.
I thought celebrity pictures went for, I don't know, at least 15.
No, the last time I heard, one went for, 50p, so it's gone up. Next!
Hi. Please say, it's gonna be fine for Japanese students who take kind of GCSEs in Japan on the 16th and 17th of January. X. Sari.
Okay, Sari. Hello to all our Japanese listeners who are going through a bit of exam stress at the moment. But remember, there is a hero. It's all going to be fine.
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart,
you'll be fine.
You don't have to be afraid of what you are.
Just search inside yourself. Do you know what I'm saying?
There's an answer.
Just look into your soul.
If you reach into your soul.
Have you heard this song before?
The sorrow that you know will probably melt away.
I forgot I used to do a late night love show somewhere.
We don't talk about that.
And a hero comes along with the strength to carry on.
Good luck, Japan.
And you cast your fears aside.
Do you think this is enough now? Or
we need to get to the bit where a hero lies in you.
Remember to edit this for tomorrow.
Good, yeah.
Look inside you every stroke.
It's gonna be fine.
And you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
Wow, that's the most Mariah Carey we've played on Radio 1 for some time. She's gonna be happy with that.
Upstairs will be loving it.
Yeah. So will Mariah. Ka-ching. Next.
Hello, Scott and Becky. I'm aware that Becky hasn't yet found what her forte is. Well, I think that she would be good at solving a Rubik's Cube. Give me half a day and I will have her completing a cube.
Wow, how 80s. Can you pull people with that ability, do you think?
Are Rubik's Cube still up?
Imagine it, Becky. You're at a friend's house and you see a Rubik's Cube sat on a shelf or in a drawer.
As you do.
It's never been completed. But bam, out comes Becky, a few twists and turns and it's done. You won't believe how impressed people are. Let me know. Love the show. James Brocklebank.
All right, James, well, it might be Becky's forte. Have you ever done a Rubik's Cube?
Well, I've tried, and then obviously the one where you peel all the stickers off.
Yeah.
But I've never actually managed to do it properly. I like the thought of, bam, out Becky comes and then does the cube, and I think I'm going to have to get some sort of glittery outfit for my entrance.
I've actually got I've actually got one at home because I went to an 80s party recently and they were giving away Rubik's Cube. So if you want me to bring it in tomorrow, I can do that.
Is that not the one that Richard Hammond sent you off to promote his show on National Geographic or something? Do you remember he sent a Rubik's Cube? Had pictures of Sydney on it, I think.
No, I think I've lost that one.
I'm not sure if I'd be impressed if someone could do a cube really quickly. Would you pash someone just because they could do a Rubik's Cube really well?
No, don't think so.
It would take
a
bit more than that, wouldn't it? Like,
not
a
much
bit
more,
of personality.
But a bit more, yeah. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that spoke once, and the rest of your team.
Yo.
You know it's the bomb, diggy diggy, when we get jiggy. Let me piggyback ride on it all night long while I'm singing my song.
Wrong.
All through the hoodie hoodie, wanna get that goody goody. You know it's the bomb, diggy diggy, bomb, bomb, diggy. Can I get some of your bomb, diggy, jelly, jelly, goody, chocolate, puddy? Wanna get a little bit of your goody, 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 goody? I just wanted to hear the PR4L say it. Tony Chilton.
Thank you, Tony. A lot of people have been sending that in this week, wanting the PR4L to do the lyrics to Bomb Diggy. We started talking about this song from the 90s because Dane Bowers is in the celebrity Big Brother house at the moment, and his band were called Another Level, and they were responsible for this song called Bomb Diggy.
Bomb diggy, diggy when we get jiggy, let me piggyback ride on it all night.
All night.
some of Dame Bower's finest work. New version for you.
You know it's the bomb, diggy diggy, when we get jiggy. Let me piggyback ride on it all night long while I'm singing my song. All through the hoodie hoodie, when I get that goody goody. You know it's the bomb, diggy diggy, bomb, bomb, diggy. Can I get some of your bomb, diggy, jelly, jelly, goody, chocolate, puddy? Want to get a little bit of your goody goody, goody goody.
Good. Anything else you want to know? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Use it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hi, Grant.
Hello.
This is Grant, our 18-year-old from Harrow, who is on Oh, What's Occurring for the third day today. Welcome.
Hello.
How has your day been today?
It was good.
What'd you do?
Not much. That's why it was good.
Right. Watched any telly or anything?
Yeah, I watched Doctors today.
Oh, it's always the sign of not actually having anything to do when you see Doctors.
Is the bloke still tied up to the bed?
Yes.
Is he?
When did you watch it?
It's the most ridiculous story ever. I love it, but it's gone. It's been going on a while now.
Has it? Because I saw it last week, you know, when we did the breakfast show.
Oh, yeah.
I went home and watched that. And he was tied up to a bed wearing a pink Stetson hat, and she was feeding him some sort of hot dog. And then I went on Twitter and said, "What is going on? Why is this bloke tied up to the bed?" And everyone was like, "Oh, it's because he's been held hostage." And it's still going on.
Is it still going on now?
Yeah, it's like the second week now.
And he's still got a Stetson on tied to the bed?
She took that off in the end.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of, you know, he's still tied to the bed kind of thing.
I don't think Doctors gets enough recognition. I think it's a great show.
I think she's going to eat him soon. What do you think, Grant?
I don't think she'll eat him.
I do.
Oh.
If you watch Doctors, you know what I mean.
We found out something quite exciting today. Ian, who sometimes works on the show, his dad's a doctor, and his dad's friend, also a doctor, tells them all the doctory things to say on Doctors, because he's a doctor, and he kind of approves it to make sure it sounds like they know what they're on about.
Oh.
Pretty cool?
That's pretty cool.
Well, I thought so. Now, you're playing against Becky today. It's day three. Yesterday, your mum was on, wasn't she?
Yeah.
We were bad, and as you said to me, Scott, that is not cool.
Not cool.
And she did the whole thing about how you're a pantomime dame called Petunia and all that. But don't worry, we haven't done that today, all right?
Oh, good.
None of that. But we do have this person.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Who's that?
Oh, that's my grandmother.
That's right, I'm Grant's gran.
So I tell you what, right? Your family, they just email me all the time.
I know. Oh, God. Oh.
Now, your gran is lovely. Me and her had a nice chat earlier.
I bet you did.
She wasn't as complimentary about you, though. What do you think she might have said about you, Grant?
I have no idea.
Okay, have a listen to this.
He's a bit... Well, I always thought he was a bit tight.
A bit what?
Tight.
How do you mean?
Doesn't like spending the money.
You don't splash the cash, do you, Grant?
I don't have the cash, okay?
He doesn't have the cash, gran.
Yeah.
Your own gran is calling you tight.
Yeah, my grandmother is calling me...
Do you know why she might have said that?
Go on.
What did you get for Christmas from him?
Nothing.
You didn't get anything from your grandson for Christmas?
No, that's not as usual.
Shame on you, Grant.
I know.
Yeah. Did you say you were going to get her something?
Shame on me.
Oh, well. That's all we had to say. We had a nice chat. She sends her love and everything. Yeah. Wasn't as bad as yesterday's, was it?
I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm going to play Hot Chip and he's going to be like, right, on the other line, get my gran on the phone. All right, gran, it's winter stays on, I know what's occurring these days. You've done it for 2 days. Let's see if you can make it a hat trick next, all right?
Yeah.
Wait there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here it is, then. 5:21 and Oh, What's Occurring for the final time this week. So, Grant has now beaten Becky 2 days running. Let's see if he can make it three. Grant stays on until he gets beat. It's Becky versus the people on Oh, What's Occurring. Grant's from Harrow, hello.
Hello.
Okay, you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Let's see if you can make it a hat trick, Grant.
Oh! What's the curtain?
First one. You know Arlene Phillips, Grant?
Mm-hmm.
Used to be on Strictly Come Dancing?
Yeah, yeah.
Got traded in for a younger model. And now she's on So You Think You Can Dance. Have you watched that?
I have. I watched one.
Hmm. There's loads of dance shows on at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that Arlene Phillips is down with the texting? Do you think she can do instant messaging?
Nah.
Nah? Do you think she uses text abbreviations if she does text, like OMG and LOL?
Nah.
Here's my question to you. I gave Arlene Phillips 5 text abbreviations. How many of those 5 would she know? Grant.
2.
So you think she might use them sometimes?
I think she might know a few, or like guess them.
Yeah, okay. Grant says 2. Becky says?
5.
All 5?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Arlene Phillips, but does she know her text abbreviations? Hi, Arlene.
Hi there.
This is actual Arlene Phillips. Now, all I need to know is what do these text abbreviations mean? Yep. Are you good at texting?
I'm very, very slow, but I can manage it.
You do text a lot?
Do I text a lot? Not really. No.
She's a chatter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'll try. I'll try. Daughters are very speedy at texting.
All right. Tell me what these mean, Arlene.
Yep.
LOL.
Laugh out loud.
Bing, correct. Lmao, L-M-A-O.
Love me. A-O.
That's laughing my ass off.
Oh, really?
Roffle, R-O-F-L.
R-O-F-L. Right, okay. No, can't think.
Roll on the floor laughing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Roll on the floor laughing.
Use that
I'll
one.
Practice. Yeah. Yeah.
WTF.
WTF, I know this one, but I can't think.
No, you can't say it. More to the point.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
I can say it, but I just won't be, allowed.
On Radio 1, it actually stands for Wiley's Trivia Fun.
Wiley's Trivia Fun.
Okay, all right.
And one more. O-M-A-G.
O-M-A-G. Oh, my God. A.
Nearly. Oh, my actual God.
Oh, my actual course.
Thank you, Ali. Oh. How does she not get O-M-A-G? Huh? Bit of help from Kat Deely there.
Bless
I'm not sure that was
allowed.
Bless
her for stepping in to stop her from swearing.
Yeah. I think you might have been right there, Grant. She wasn't too hot on it, was she?
Nah.
Nah. Okay, so she only got 1, which means you get the point, Grant.
Yes.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Next one. Have you seen the show on Sky One called Fat Families?
I have Sky One.
You don't have Sky One?
No.
Neither do I, so this is going to be fun.
Okay, well, that's good. It makes it even.
Is it about fat families?
Yeah. There's a bloke on there called Steve Miller. This is him.
I'm Steve Miller, former fatty turned fat buster.
Oh, God, aren't they the worst?
I know him because I've got one of his books and it's basically like, get off your bum and lose weight. And
that's him.
Stop eating those biscuits and...
He is quite horrible to these people.
He was so mean to me in the first page that I stopped reading it.
Yeah. They're always the worst, though, aren't they, reformed fatties? Like reformed smokers. They just, like, go on about it, don't they? Anyway, my question. In the first episode of Fat Families last week on Sky One... How many times is the word fat or fatty mentioned? Becky?
30.
Grant?
In the first minute, did you say?
No, in the whole episode.
Oh, in the whole episode? 50.
50 fats. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Steve Miller of Fat Families calling them fat.
I'm Steve Miller, former fatty turned fat buster.
Too fat to get up.
Watch out, massive fatties. You are so fat.
I like being fat. I've always said it, I love being fat.
This fat family...
Not just fat, you've become one of them freakishly fat people.
Too much time sat on their fat bums, that's their problem.
Fat.
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 Fatties.
Fat, fat.
Too fat.
Massive fatty.
Fat.
It's fat.
Fat.
You're on the way to Fatsville.
Big fat
portions.
Fat.
Fat.
Fat. Fat.
You will stay fat and get fatter.
Fat.
A fat.
Their massive fatty mindset.
Fat.
One of the fattest families I've met in my life.
Watch out, fat family.
She lives in a fat family.
I really found fat people attractive.
Fat.
Fat. We just added up all the fats, and I can tell you that there were 39 fats, which means that Becky gets the point.
Oh, what's a kitty?
All to play for as we enter into the third round of Oh.
It just makes me want to eat cake, that bloke.
I know. Right, Grant.
Yeah?
You know Gemma, who works upstairs at Radio 1?
Yeah, Gemma off of upstairs.
Yeah, you know Gemma off upstairs. You know her, don't you, Becky?
Yeah, she's one of my best friends.
All right, well, it's time now for our new game.
Hi, I'm Gemma, and welcome to All About Gemma.
It's all about you. It's all about you, Gemma. It's all about you. It's all about you, Gemma. Hi, Gemma.
Hi.
Now, I've got 5 questions for you. I need you to answer them truthfully. And we'll see who knows you best, your friend Becky or our listener, Grant.
Okay, cool. Bring it on.
It's all about you. It's all about you, Gemma. You cool with this, Grant?
Yeah.
What?
It sounds really fair, that's all.
What?
I said it sounds really fair.
Oh, it's completely fair.
Of course it's fair.
It's a guessing game quiz.
Yeah.
Woo!
Right, okay, so let's
do... She just happens to be one of my best friends.
Let's do the first question. Are you ready, Grant?
Yeah.
It's a point for each one. Question one, what did you, Gemma, have for lunch today? So, let's have Grant's answer first. What did Gemma have for lunch today?
She had salad.
You're saying salad? Becky?
Carrot sticks and hummus.
Carrot sticks and hummus. Let's find out.
Today I had carrots and low-fat hummus.
There we are. So 1 point to Becky there.
Ooh.
Okay. Next question. Question two. What is your boyfriend called? That's Gemma's boyfriend. You know Gemma's boyfriend, Graham. What's he called?
Oh, I've forgotten, you know.
He has been on the show before.
He has.
Jason?
Mike?
My boyfriend is called Mike.
There we are, another point to Becky. Next one. Question three. Where are you, Gemma, going tomorrow night? Where's Gemma going tomorrow night, Grant?
She's going to a restaurant.
Going to a restaurant?
She's going to a wine bar with me to have cheese and wine.
I'm going to eat wine and cheese with Becky in a wine bar.
You can't eat wine.
I'm eating wine and eat cheese.
There we are. So she's going to a wine bar tomorrow. So another point to Becky there. Next one. Question four. What did I, Scott Mills, buy you, Gemma, for Christmas? Come on, Grant. You know this. We mentioned it on air. What did I get Gemma for Christmas?
I can't remember. A book.
Becky?
Makeup?
For Christmas, you bought me a lovely makeup brush kit and a makeup bag.
Right, okay, and one more. And question five. What is your, Gemma, favourite type of meat? What's Gemma's favourite type of meat, Grant?
Chicken.
None, she's a vegetarian.
None, because I'm vegetarian.
There we are,
sir.
Hummus.
The clue was in the hummus.
Yeah.
So Becky wins 6-1 on today's Oh, What's Occurring? But Grant, you've been a lovely audience, and thanks for taking part.
Thank you.
Been brilliant speaking to you all week. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Now, some people are saying that today's Oh, What's Occurring was a little bit unfair on Grant, and we purposely got him off.
I got all my questions right then.
I know. Saying there's match fixing and stuff on 81199. How can you say that? We would never do anything like that. Admittedly, he doesn't know Gemma from upstairs, and Becky...
That's not my fault.
She is one of your best friends, but that's just sometimes the way the game goes. Marie in Eastleigh says, if you didn't want Grant to be on, you could have just told him to his face. It wasn't like that, Marie. And I bring your attention to the terms and conditions online, point number 7, where it says I can do what the hell I want. Number 7, T's and C's. If you want to look that up, it's Radio 1 Online. And now that Grant's off, you can play. I think we got rid of him quite fairly-ish. Register online now.
It doesn't help when you go on and say, I think we got rid of him quite fairly-ish. That implies that we wanted to get rid of him.
We didn't.
I still had all the rest of his family to
get
the gossip
from. I loved having Grant on, but on Monday, no. Let's start the week afresh, shall we? Right, so you can register till midnight on Sunday. If you want to play on Monday's show, go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1, and please do read the terms and conditions because they're quite unique. bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you've registered today as well, you still count for Monday's show.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Do you like my new music for Dear Scott?
Like you're in some sort of jazz club.
Right, it's time for the PR4L to be back on with the stuff you've been saying to us this week.
Dear Scott, on one of your podcasts in December, I think it was December the 1st, well, I say I think, but I know because I'm listening to it now. On the Oh, What's Occurring section, there was a question about Mastermind, and on that part, there was a girl who was obsessed with shoes.
Yes, I do remember this. We looked this up. It was actually on Stupid Street, where we went out to Stupid Street. That's where she was. And we were asking people, if they were in Mastermind, what would their specialist subject be?
You're on Mastermind.
Yeah.
What would be your specialist subject?
Shoes. Shoes are amazing. There's something different about shoes. High heels, no high heels. Shoes are amazing.
That was her?
I love her. It's just one of those voices you hear, even without knowing anything about her or what she looks like. I'm in love. Please give me your advice, Scott, or at least put that part as a download so I can loop in on my iPod. This may sound a little bit weird, but it's not. I doubt that you can actually do anything, but a clip of that would be nice, smiley. Love, Tom, in Southampton-ish.
All right, Tom, as requested.
Shoes are amazing.
They are. And another bit for you.
What sort of questions do you think they'd ask you about shoes?
They might ask me, like, oh, to person A, Stella, she likes this and that. So what shoes would you buy for her?
So it wouldn't be about the designers or anything?
Shoes are amazing.
Tom would love that on his phone.
Shoes are amazing.
He loves her. He's obsessed.
P.S. Have you ever noticed how many loose shoes there are on the side of motorways or A roads? Next time you're going along one, have a look. There are many. Sometimes only one, so there must be a lot of people walking around on one shoe. I can't imagine how this happens.
I've never noticed that.
I have. I know exactly how it happens.
I lost my shoes once at a wedding in Norwich, but that was different.
I think my friend did this once. I know exactly what happens. When you've got loads of stuff, say you're going away for the weekend and you carry your stuff to the car, you open the door, you put your bag in, you're carrying your shoes separately in your hand, and you put them on top of the car. Then you forget, drive off, and they just fly here, there and everywhere.
And there you are without shoes.
Yeah.
Also, I find it a little bit weird, Tom, don't take offence, that you're obsessed with the girl off the shoes just because of her voice. You've never met her, you've never seen her.
Shoes are amazing.
You've just got the voice to go on, and I just think that's a little bit strange.
Do you think it's worth me putting that as a download? Do you think anyone else will want it, or just him?
Well, let's put it out there. Do you want that? Do you want that? Seriously, every time you get a message on your phone, shoes are amazing! Let's just see how many we get. Next!
Dear Scott, I've been watching episodes of Round the Twist on YouTube. It's amazing! Have you ever played Without My Pants?
I have, but I don't think it's this game.
Oh my God, this is amazing. You'll love this, Scott. like, this is a really old kids' TV show that you can watch on YouTube, but there's one episode which I'll always remember where one of the kids gets some sort of illness where after everything he has to say, without my pants.
It's great fun to play without my pants. I love listening to your show without my pants. Chloe.
Oh, I see what you mean, Chloe, without my pants.
Maybe it was funny when I was like 7.
Yeah. No, Chloe still finds it hilarious. What? So I just say something and then say, without my pants, without my pants?
Yeah.
Good. All right, I'll try that in a minute. Next.
Without your pants?
Without my pants.
Hiya, Scott and Florence. I absolutely love your music.
Now, Florence off of Florence the Machine was in the other night. I don't know whether this person's talking about Florence's music or my music, what I play on Radio 1.
Whenever I hear one of your songs on the radio, I always want to get up and dance. When I bought your album, I didn't stop listening to it.
It's not me.
So glad you're on the radio right now. You've made my day. Love, your biggest fan in Staffordshire. P.S. I think you have a fab dress sense.
It's definitely not me.
Sure?
I haven't made an album.
Could be talking about the double denim.
Admittedly, it could have been me on the last bit, the dress sense bit, but I haven't made an album that people would like to dance to. So I think they meant Florence Welch off of Florence the Machine. We'll pass that on. Next.
Hey, Scott and team.
Hey.
I've got one for you for Oh, What's Occurring. I think you need to see how many times Fern Cotton says the phrase Streets of London in one show. Seriously, I think she thinks she's in a Dickens novel. In about 10 minutes this morning, she said it about 4 times. Check it out. Love the show. Tim in Guildford.
OK, Tim, well, we have done just that.
Well, I'm imagining the most obvious thing I'll have to do today to follow this horoscope is to go out onto the streets of London in the snow, bang, into the middle of the streets of London, before I went flying into the streets of London.
That was only 3, actually.
Someone had to listen to 3 hours of Fern just to get 3.
Yes. Seriously, like, if... I know sometimes it can appear more than it actually is, but someone had to listen to her whole... Not that that's a chore, but someone had to listen to her whole show again to find out that there was only 3 streets of London in that. So just think about it, yeah? Think about it before you send the email. Next.
To Scott, Becky and the one that doesn't speak. Hi there.
Hi.
My name is Mr. Frosty and I'm a presenter on HWO Hospital Radio. I do a show on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Oh, hi, Mr. Frosty. I started off on hospital radio.
It's always good to have a radio name, isn't it, as well?
Hi, it's Mr. Frosty with you.
Yeah.
I would like to get some celebrity fans to endorse my show. I would quite like you and your team to become celebrity fans, as I'm a fan of your show.
Oh.
If you would like to become a celebrity fan, can I please request a voice track? Or if you would like to appear as a guest on the show, please email me. I do understand you're incredibly busy people.
Yeah.
However, this would be very much appreciated. Yours, Craig Frost.
Hey, Frosty.
You're not that busy, are you? I can understand why he thinks that about me and the one that doesn't speak. But...
I'm fairly busy, yeah.
What have you done today?
Went shopping and... No. I had a meeting earlier.
You went to the sales and bought 2 pairs of trainers and a coat.
Yes, but that was only because I had time in between. It's not just about wine and shopping, this job. And talking in between records.
Are you going to become a celebrity fan of Mr. Frosty then?
Yeah. We've actually done something for you, Mr. Frosty. I'll do my own one first. What station's he on, do you remember?
HWO Hospital Radio.
HWO Hospital Radio. So I just do a Hi, I'm Scott Mills thing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Make sure you're recording this, please, Mr. Frosty. Stop the music. Hi, I'm Scott Mills, and whenever I'm in hospital, I listen to Mr. Frosty on
HWO Hospital Radio.
Okay, again. Hi, I'm Scott Mills, and whenever I'm in hospital, I listen to Mr. Frosty on HWO Hospital Radio. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you want to do one?
Okay.
Okay, go.
Hi.
I probably won't use this one, but go on.
Not if you talk all over it, Ewan. You won't have a chance. Hi. Oh, no, I should use my catchphrase. Hello, I'm Becky from The Scott Mills Show on Radio 1, and I like Mr. Frosty because he's my favourite DJ ever, apart from Scott Mills and Sarah Cox.
And Greg.
And Greg.
Okay, good. And Chris Moyles as well, maybe?
Oh, that's fine. He's,
no, put
wanna,
that in.
No, but it's going to be too long otherwise, isn't it?
No, it's fine.
It?
He'll edit it. Say, and Chris Moyles on the end.
And Chris Moyles on the end.
Thank you. Right, good. Also, we've got a whole host of stars. You know what they do on your local radio station? We've got you a whole host of stars doing you a special message, Craig Frost, Mr. Frosty. Check this out.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Cole.
Hey, this is Mika.
Hi, it's Andek.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hey, what's up? It's Lewis Hamilton.
Hey, it's Rihanna.
I'm Jimmy Carr.
Morning, it's Davina McCall.
Hi, it's John Barrowman.
Hi, it's Louis Walsh.
Yo, it's Dizzy Rascal.
Hi, it's Jeremy Clarkson.
Hey, everyone, it's Dave Grohl.
Hi, it's Gordon Ramsay.
Hi, it's Lily Allen.
Hi, this is Gary from Take That.
Hi, it's Paris Hilton.
Hi, my name is Kiefer Sutherland.
Hi, it's David Beckham.
And hi, I'm Becky from The Scott Mills Show on Radio 1, and you're listening to Mr. Frosty on HWO Hospital Radio.
He's going to be so happy with that. Scott Mills on Radio 1, that was Chipmunk and Look For Me. As you know, Zane goes on holiday for flipping ages at this time of year, so he gets some of his friends to do the show for him. And today, it's the cast of The Inbetweeners. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello. So we've got Simon, who plays Will, James, who plays Jay, and Joe, who plays Simon. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And we gave you like a packet of party rings earlier because
yes,
we'd been down.
Very kind of you. Thank you.
Been down
for
the
that.
Cash and carry. Yep. Mm. And what have you given me in
return? I've brought you the rest of my soup.
Thanks very much,
so that's
Simon.
Lukewarm, half right, eaten, and you've got the spoon there, and that's been in my mouth.
Look at the film on that. That's film, proper film on it.
Nice. That's not even half eaten.
No, I wasn't hungry in the end. Don't know why I got it.
That was a pathetic attempt.
That's very really kind of you.
Eat up. Cheers.
I like it you've put eat me on the side. Is that the spoon that you used?
Yeah. Oh,
how
yeah.
Very unhygienic. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, where's Neil? Blake, Neil.
Where is Neil? That's a sore point.
Where's Neil?
Is a sore point. So the thing is, Radio 1 told us they only had room for three of us, so that's he's out. He's literally gone now.
Did you have to do a vote? Right, who wants to do it?
No, we all knew.
Did you?
Yeah.
We just exchanged glances.
You knew straight away.
We thought, this is the chance we've been waiting for.
Yeah. So we had Dizzy Rascal doing the show on Monday, lots of shouting. Florence, off of Florence and the Machine, did a book review on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Played a few tunes, esoteric. Did some books, and also talked about Assemblage Blanche, which apparently is, do you know what that is?
No.
Salad making.
Oh, okay.
So that was nice. And then The Lost Prophets yesterday, they were good. It went something like this.
Oh. All right, Ian, all right?
All right, Dave, how's it going, all right?
All right.
All right, Jerry, how's it going,
all right? All right.
Like that. And then tonight...
they've really lost their American roots, haven't they, the Lost Prophets?
Yeah, they're pretending to be Welsh.
Yeah.
And tonight it's you, and I predict it's going to be different again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. It's going to be mad,
it's
I think.
It's going to be a big mess of radio.
It's just a miracle to be hearing
alive.
People's voices on the air at all.
Have you ever heard that phrase, car crash radio? Yeah. So expect 2 hours of that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people, the internet's going crazy for this show tonight, no pressure. A lot of people are...
Good old internet.
They're on the forums, they're very much looking forward to this. Some people are saying that it's going to be their favourite one, they've not even heard it yet.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Good. Yeah. I can only be disappointed. So that's perfect.
So, aim high.
That's exactly where we want them.
Are you doing some more Inbetweeners, are you?
We are. We've got a third series, which we're filming in April. And then, so that'll be coming out in the summer, I guess, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Mm. And what kind of tunes can we expect from tonight's show?
Oh, God, a real...
quite a mixture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Potpourri.
They're really sort of personal to us, I guess. Cause
I don't know about you, I try to be quite...
Joe has a very
like
probably the oddest
in real life.
You've
not
got the anyway.
Wait and see.
We'll see how they go down. But
a lot of mid to late 90s stuff from Joe.
Yeah, I'm just looking through actually.
Yeah, thank slightly you. Unfair. I mean, that's slightly unfair. But you can be the judge.
All right, cool.
All the songs you like, those are the ones I chose.
Okay. Right. Nice one. All right, so we've got Inbetweeners coming up in 50 minutes. Have you done this kind of thing before, this radio show?
Absolutely not, as will become abundantly clear.
Yeah, okay. Well, the best of luck, everybody.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at 7. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.